Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Good morning, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm here in Los Angeles. David is joining me. Good morning, David. Benny's in Seattle. How are you doing, Benny?
Hey, doing well, Dougal.
Well, guys, very exciting full circle moment.
Uh-oh.
I have a really good friend with me today, Marilyn Kentz. You may remember Marilyn from The Mommies. She co-developed and starred in The Mommies TV sitcom and a talk show with her good friend Carol Christensen. She's written three books, Not Your Mother's Midlife, Fearless Women, and The Mother Load. She's also a ghostwriter. She's a parenting coach and artist. She facilitates several women's groups. And most importantly, she's my friend. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
I love you, Dougal.
I love you, too. You know, I was thinking on the way over here about like a year or two ago, Marilyn and I were going to try and do a radio show together.
That's
called
right.
The Psychic and the Sage.
Yes, I'd be the sage because I'm the old one.
So, okay, I want to let people know, first of all, we're going to be taking your calls all hour. If you've got parenting questions, I can answer questions as well. Call us at 1-800-930-2819. Marilyn's story is really one of my favorites. How did you get started basically in Hollywood?
Well, I lived up in a little town, in a dairy town up in Northern California, and Carol was my neighbor. And we just kind of wanted to get out of the house. You know, we didn't have stars in our eyes, but we formed this group called, originally it was called Comedy Camp for Mommies. Mm-hmm. And for women who forgot to have children, because there was a third mommy originally.
Oh.
Yes.
Scandal.
Yes, it was. and so we started advertising it as a show for women who don't want sex more than once a month. And women from all over, all the cul-de-sacs, got together in their minivans. This was in the early 90s, late 80s. So they had the shoulder pads, the perms, and the minivans.
Right.
And they came, and we just really talked about real life with our kids.
And did you consider it, like, was your goal to be a stand-up, or did you just want to perform and kind of get your message out and relate to people?
Well, I was kind of the mother that wanted to live through their children, and so I would make my children be in plays. I would write and produce and direct them and force them to star in them.
That's no mommy dear.
and they were boys, and really all they wanted to do was shoot paint at each other. But they just kept saying, Mom, get an outlet. So I started taking a class. I just wanted to do community theater.
And how old were you?
I was 40.
40. So is it that, you know, I always wonder this because I hear this with friends, you know, that they have their kids or like my sister and they love their children and they feel completely connected to them. But then they start to get like a little bit of an itch, you know, like what's my voice? Where have I gone? Was that what was going on?
I just more wanted to play.
Right.
And what happened was I started taking the class, and most people were like 19 and 20 year olds, and I just wanted to. They were all calling me dude and right. stuff, and so
even dudette.
No, not even. So I thought, I'll ask Carol if she wants to come, and then we could rip on the other people in the car the way home. Worked out perfectly.
And were they nice to you? So I mean, you're coming in. What were you going into San Francisco?
No, we were in Santa Rosa at that time. But well, it's just that, you know, thespians. You know, I love them. A lot of my friends are thespians, but they do take themselves very seriously. And it would even just start with the prep, you know, the preparation, and Carol and I would look at each other and just start cracking up and say, oh, we cannot bear this.
These are warm-up routines. It's not religious people speaking in tongues.
No. Carol always had to be the man when she was growing up, doing plays and stuff. And she always wanted to be the man. I mean, she had to be the man, and she hated that. And so the time that she was cast as a man in The Monkey's Paw, we quit.
So how did you go from being, you know, two neighbors, is it fair to say, like, creative housewives that wanted an outlet, to suddenly having your own show on, was it NBC?
Yes, yeah. Well, it started to grow. We booked ourselves in little community centers to start with. Then we got into comedy clubs. But we were bringing in moms who had never been in a comedy club. So it was a whole new audience.
I was going to say, I would imagine at that point, no one would think that mothers would get in their car, drive, pay money, take the time out of their day to relax.
It was real word of mouth. And we didn't so much tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It was stories, real stories. And, you know, if I talked about, you know, my son Richie, who was like an honor student, that wasn't going to work. But I had another son.
Right.
And that son, you know, gave me all the material I needed.
Right. Bless Aaron's heart.
Yes.
Yeah. God love him. So then you just start getting super popular. You're on the road, and then people approach you to turn it into a television show.
Well, we did get a manager in San Francisco, and he got us with an agency who booked us in Montreal for the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know what that was.
Right.
I mean, we were just small town girls dressed in our little Mervyn's outfits, going to this. And it was a huge deal, the Montreal Comedy Festival. And Lily Tomlin was the host that year. And we thought that, you know, that there's this big building that Lily did all the comedy stuff. And then there was a club way far away called Club Soda that we were booked at.
Club Soda.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But we didn't know.
Oh, Dougal, you know you like the name.
Come on, Club Soda? That sounds like a drag name.
Nice. Go ahead. Well, anyway, so we were more concerned if people in Montreal spoke English.
Right.
And so we didn't really know that there was an audition process happening because we thought we were just apart from everything else.
Don't you think that's better?
Yes.
You know, it's so funny because we get so many callers of people who want to create or manifest something in their life, and they're always too attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, they've got an Oscar on their vision board or their book deal or, you know, how much money they want to make. And one of the things I love about your story was your intent was not to become a star or make a ton of money. It was to have a creative outlet, and then you kept getting from level to level to level, and it's like, what's going on?
There was one other key thing that I think is really important was kind of in the middle of it, we talked to this guy that, I don't know, he did things like Est, and, you know, those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. What's the one after Est?
Then there was the Silva Method?
No. Something else. Well, anyway.
Okay.
He,
Scientology?
No, not Scientology. But he asked us to find the core reason we're doing it.
Mm.
So first we were saying, oh, well, because it's fun. We get out of the house. We get to wear costumes and all the things. And he had us keep going until we found the seed. And the seed was that we wanted women to feel like they're not alone.
Yeah.
And we've kept that throughout. I've kept it throughout my whole career.
Right.
And so that really boosted us. So all our material was about that. And that night at the Montreal Comedy Festival, we performed and it was great. We got an offer from ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Isn't that insane?
It was.
And then tell them how you picked the network.
Okay.
Such a businesswoman, my Marilyn.
Well, we knew nothing. Again, remember, small town girls. We said, well, I had said, I don't want to do ABC because it has Full House and that's stupid. And Carol said, well, I don't like Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. That's CBS. So let's go with NBC. They have Cheers.
Hey, well, everybody knows your name like Google.
Exactly. History in the making. I love it. So the other thing that I love, too, is now you're currently working on The Mommies, a musical blog. So it's kind of like the same work has kind of transitioned all the way to this new place. How did that come?
Well, I met a woman. I actually, in my book, Fearless Women, we were honoring women over 40 who are making a difference in the world to encourage women to not think life's over when you turn 50 or something. And there's a woman, her name is Jeannie Linders, and she created Menopause the Musical. And I hadn't seen it yet, but I just love the idea that she was doing a light version and bringing women together about a topic that had been kind of
taboo
for a while. So, and so I interviewed her for the book and we took her picture and then later we, you know, decided to work together and it's just been a crazy ride, very fun, very joyful.
I mean, how fun to go from just performing in your local town to having a talk show and a sitcom and now it's becoming a musical.
Yes, it is.
It's almost like a dream that it's bigger than you could even think of. You know what I mean?
It is. We collaborated with Jeannie. Carol and I both did.
Right.
The play we created was it takes you from preconception to all the way down to empty nest.
So it's pretty much any phase of motherhood is relatable.
Yes.
So you could come, if you're a grandmother, you could come with your daughter and all that stuff.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, it's great.
Guys, not only is Marilyn a talented writer, a performer, and all those things, but she's also a parenting coach. So I'd love to hear what are your stresses this hour if you want to ask someone, you know, how can I deal with my child? If you've got empty nest, if you've got a teenager, if there's an issue you want to work on, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. If you want to get information on Marilyn's work, go to themommies.com. That's M-O-M-M-I-E-S.com, themommies.com. The show is going to be going all over the place. It's currently in Orlando. It's supposed to be in Chicago. It's going to be in Port Washington. It's so funny. Actually, Marilyn would be at our house writing some of the songs, pacing back and forth.
Yes,
yeah, and it was really, really fun. So I just think it's a good way to kind of connect with people. Or if you want to email in a question, if you don't want to call on the air, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I might read your question on the air. It's all very exciting today. Marilyn Kent is going to be my guest all hour. We are going to take a quick break. Call in with your questions about your children, relationships. It's the psychic and the sage today.
Finally.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. This is Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Oh,
Everybody, good morning. That song is making me giggle. It's the Beyonce Hour. My guest here today is Marilyn Kentz from The Mommies. Again, The Mommies, a musical blog. You've got to give it information on it. Go to www.themommies.com. Marilyn also has a blog there. You can learn about her website on that site as well, or you can go to marilynkentz.com. She does parenting coaching. She's a ghostwriter. She is a trapeze artist. Just kidding. But she does a ton of stuff. Guys, so if you've got a parenting question, remember our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we are quickly going to go to a call. I believe we have Brandy on the line. She is in Seattle. Good morning, Brandy.
Hello.
Brandy, are you there, Brandy?
Brandy.
Hey, let's try this button, Dougal.
Okay, let's
now
do
try it.
Yay! Hey, Brandy!
Hi.
Applause. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Thank you.
So, Brandy, what's going on in your life?
Well, I have kind of a two-part question. It's parenting part for your guest and then also part for you. I was reading a book a couple weeks ago, and my son, who will be 7 in a couple of months, asked me what I was reading about. And I happened to be reading about a guy who could see auras. And so I told him, I said, well, I'm reading about a guy who says he can read people's energy and the colors that show up around them. And he says, well, I can do that. And I said, you can? And he said, yeah. I said, well, some people train forever to try to be able to do that, but some people are just born with it. And so I said, you're not just saying that because I'm interested in it. And he said, no, I really can. So anyway, I've kind of like quizzed him a couple times on, you know, what he sees around me for energy. And he's kind of bounced between like 3 different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so for one, I wanted to validate with you maybe just to see if, you know, if he's on the same page, but also if this is
So are you testing me or your son, Brandy?
You know?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so when I hear your energy, I see green. So what color was he seeing?
He said, like, aqua blue, he says pink and blue. Those are kind of where he kind of bounces around with.
Well, here's the deal. So your son is 6 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the deal. I think that all kids are born with intuition and psychic energy. I think it's something that we're all kind of born with. And that's why when I was lucky, when I was younger, I was really lucky because my mom was very similar to you. She talked about it and she encouraged it. However, as a professional psychic, now as an adult, I recognize that as a child, I would say 50% of the impressions that I were getting, I was telling the truth, and the other 50% were a little bit exaggerated. Mainly because you go through that period of time where your imagination starts to develop, and a child can't separate the difference from what's pretend and what am I creating, especially at that 5 and 6 phase, I think it starts to get really, really active versus what's spiritual and as well. So what I would do right now is certainly encourage it, tell him that you believe him and you get him to talk about it as much as he can, because no matter what, you always want your kids to be in contact with their intuition. Actually, if I had known about this call, I would have looked it up. But if you Google, there is a summer camp for kids that have psychic energy that you can go to, and they teach them how to meditate and they teach them how to ground. And it's a very grounded experience. It's not too airy-fairy and woo-woo. But my sister used to do the same thing. She used to draw images of angels and talk about remembering living with God. And my mom would talk to her just like, this is her experience. And what's your son's name?
His name's Brandon.
So no matter what with Brandon right now, this is his experience. It's very, very real. So we want to support it. What I always remind parents is that 50% of it is something that he's learning how to access, and the other 50% of it is just his imagination getting active.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. And do you have a question for Marilyn as well?
Well, I kind of thought it was going to go for either the part of like, how do I nurture this and that, I thought would go for Marilyn, but you kind of just summed it all.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with Dougal. I think there's so much in his life coming, and every time you accept him for who he is, it's perfect. So, yes.
Yeah, and I think definitely there are books for children and meditation. That's one of the things that I would work on.
I'm into meditation, so we've kind of practiced that. And so.
Well, the interesting thing about, so blue and pink, you know, obviously, I think kids always look at relationships with color, you know, before we're even born. If you're a girl, you're pink. If you're a boy, you're blue. And so I also think he might be working through some of that stuff. But the other thing with green, you know, you may have heard me say this on the air before, but green light is the light of the teacher. I also say this particular shade of green, if you see it, you'd see it around kids like giggling on a playground. So for you, you're the perfect parent for him because you're going to teach him and kind of guide him through this process, which is really good. But finding a color, teaching him the power of color, I think it's great that you're supporting him. Okay?
Yes. You sound like a really good mom.
I agree. I totally agree.
Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Brandy. Thanks for calling. Okay, guys, we are going to go to our next caller, which is Melanie in Houston. Good morning, Melanie.
Hey, Dougal, I apologize. We're going to have to get her back. She just dropped off.
Oh, she dropped off.
Sorry about that, buddy. We'll grab her.
Oh,
no. Did you want to run onto another one quickly? Or
Yeah, if you've got another caller,
okay,
go for it.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're running a new shop here.
That's
basically. We're going to take Sandy from Seattle. So, Sandy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy. What's going on?
Hi, Dougal. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
God, I admire you so much.
Sandy, I'm obsessed with you.
This is not a parenting question.
That's okay.
Oh, good. I tried to call in last week, but I couldn't get through. I'm having concerns with a very close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like I've been socked in the gut about 4 times out of 5 whenever we talk. And lately, things have just gone downhill in our relationship, and I'm trying to put a positive spin on it and make it a growing and learning experience, but this is just feeling more bad than good, and I'm wondering, you know, where this is going and how to handle it.
Well, the funny part about that also, Sandy, is that you are a very dedicated individual. I mean, when you commit to someone, you're a person of your word. If you say you're going to be there at 4 o'clock, you show up at 4 o'clock. If you're going to bring a birthday gift, you remember everybody's birthday. And for you, legacy means a lot. You like to keep people in your life for a long time, and you understand those historic connections. However, and I mean this is a compliment, that is abnormal. Most people in today's world kind of get
Did
rid
you
of people.
Abnormal?
Most people in today's world get rid of people very quickly. Like your ability to commit to someone and really honor your word, you don't see that very often. And the truth is, I think it's a great strength. I love that you do that, but most people don't give it in return. So my sense,
like you.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm a Taurus like you.
And I'm the same way. I mean, I want to keep people in my life, and I'm also a people pleaser. So it's hard for me to say when a relationship isn't going well. My guess is, from a spiritual perspective, this person is helping you define your boundaries and standing up for yourself. What I'm curious about is Marilyn teaches women's... Is this a female friend of yours?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Marilyn teaches women's group all the time and has to facilitate the dialogue between two women. So what I'm curious about, Sandy, is did you tell her that you're feeling like she's kicking you in the gut?
Not the specific time, not the specific
What was the specific
feeling? But I've written her letters about how I felt about certain instances that we've had, and you know I must have written her at least 3 letters in the past year or so, just explaining how I feel. And the feedback I get from her is, you know, she's not grokking it.
So here's my thing. If you're already getting feedback that she's not into it and she's declining, my feeling is I would walk away. There's only so much you can do. What do you think, Marilyn?
Well, this is such little information. It's like what I'm hearing right now is that she has expectations and she's disappointed. She gets a different result from writing the letter. And I'm also wondering, you know, sometimes letter writing can be misconstrued. People just don't hear the tone of voice. So
we can talk about it afterwards.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
she just doesn't agree with your perspective?
She doesn't seem to understand my perspective at all.
Yeah, and at some point, you just kind of have to let that go. I mean, I always say in any relationship, as long as the person is willing to work on it and validate your feelings and try and change a little bit, then the relationship is worth your time. If they're not doing that, sometimes it's a sign to move on. And when you draw that boundary, you may have to say to her, like, listen, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to move forward. And that might get her to kind of spark up and go, wait a minute. I don't want to lose you as a friend. But I really feel like for you, Sandy, this is a lesson for you learning how to define your boundaries and realize that not everybody is going to treat you the same way because you're special and you're different and that's a gift, but you may have to move forward. Even though you love and care about that individual, if it's not serving you, it's almost like I feel like I need to give you permission to say, then you shouldn't be in it.
Yeah, boundaries is something that she and I have both felt that we need to work on with everything in our lives. And we've been working on that, but... Yeah, I guess I was looking for your validation about this because I've been feeling, you know, in the past couple of weeks I have drawn away. I don't initiate phone calls. I do answer her phone calls. But
yeah. My guess is I would draw the line in the sand. So, Sandy, I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. But work on those boundaries. You can do it, okay? Thanks, Sandy. Okay, we're going to quickly go to our next caller, Melanie in Texas. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what's going on?
Well, I have a couple of questions that relate to parenting.
Okay.
And I hope you can help me. The first one, I know you just spoke briefly about meditation with children. My son is almost 2, and I would love to get him to start meditating. And what can you recommend for me to start that process, and what age?
2. I mean, I don't. Could a 2-year-old handle a meditation at that time?
No, they can't. I mean, they. You know, when you put a 2-year-old in timeout, you do it for 2 minutes.
Right.
Right.
Is that the rule?
The age.
Yeah. So meditation would be maybe 20 seconds. Here's my thing. I think children respond to the energy of the household. So I think if you're meditating and you're setting a tone, mm-hmm. that like the ripple effect will affect the child. You know, like my sister sends her son to a Waldorf school, and they have they play George Winston music, and he knows when George Winston music is on, he's not supposed to speak, and he's supposed to do his work. And she always talks about how when she goes into school, how quiet he is when that music is on. And so finally I said to her, well, would you go buy the frickin' CD and play it at home for like an hour a day? So to me, it's more about the tone that you send. If you start meditating, if you say, mommy's going to have some quiet time, why don't you crawl into my lap? And he doesn't need to understand that it's meditation, but we're just being still and we're being quiet. I think there will be a response to that energy. Do you know what I mean?
That's also awesome. Little boys don't sit still for very long, period. Yeah.
So I think meditation would be too hard of a concept, but I mean, I think if you can carve out, because we all remember nap time. God knows, I love me some nap time.
I still do. What are you talking about?
I was just going to say, exactly. Man. So if you can carve out some time to make that kind of work, I think you'd get a really good response, okay?
Okay, cool.
Great. Thanks for your call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, if you've got any more calls for us, remember our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I'm here with Marilyn Kentz of The Mommies. You can go to themommies.com and read about the new musical, read her blog, and find out all kinds of fun information. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to read some of your questions that you've been emailing in, and we're going to take more calls. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hey, everybody, I'm back. This is Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. My guest joining me today is Marilyn Kentz.
Yep.
She is a mother, a parenting expert, a writer. She just recently worked on The Mommies, a musical blog, which is going to be hitting all over the place. So go to themommies.com to get some more information. And you also love trash TV, right? Is that fair to say?
Oh, gosh. You know, I moved up to Berkeley where it's very... I would say heady.
Intellectual.
Intellectual. And I can't find anybody to talk about Dancing with the Stars. Or
and Dancing with the Stars, I normally don't watch it, but Marilyn was staying at our house last night because she was coming on the show this morning. And we saw Kirstie Alley do her, I don't know what kind of dance you call that thing.
I don't know.
She did the freestyle thing. Well, it was very like no shoes and black and, you know, movement. And then we were listening to. Did you watch it, Benny?
No, but your description's hilarious. Like movement that I can't explain.
But,
I don't know. She did, yeah. Throwing
really?
Her all over the. Oh, my God. She was quiet. But then we were listening to another show on another network on the way here that shall remain nameless, Rosie. And people were like sobbing over how well she did and that. How women of her generation... How old is Kirstie Alley?
60.
She is 60.
Yes.
Wow, good for her.
Skate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that women in their 60s, those were sobbing because it was such an inspiration. May I say, Marilyn, you are a woman in your 60s.
Yes, absolutely.
And did you feel moved to tears over Kirstie Alley's performance?
No. Oh, for God's sakes, no.
Right?
I loved her. I think yeah. And I love what she's done. And I think she is the most fun one there. But no, Dancing with the Stars has yet to move me to tears.
Except for when I was on it.
Or except for the time that I went to that event. It was right after I think the first season or second season, mm-hmm. and the pros were at this event.
Ooh.
And I was so excited to see them. Now there was many television stars and movie stars at the event, but I didn't care
about
that.
That's all you wanted to
say. I wanted to see those pros. And it was when Anna, if you've watched it, Anna was dancing with Jerry Rice, and I'm a huge football fan, so I was so thrilled. And so I go up to her, and there's four of them standing, and I'm going up to Cheryl Burke, but I'm so flustered and so excited and so gooey that I go up and I go, you have just voted for Anna and Jerry. And she looked at me and she was disgusted. And she said, I'm Cheryl. I won. And I went, I'm sure you just hate me now.
And then you skirted away.
I did. I flittered.
Okay, guys, we've got a great email question. Hey, Benny, do you want to read the email question?
Sure,
from
sounds
CBS
good.
New Sky Radio.
Yes, New Sky Radio or CBS affiliate out there. And Brenda has written in about her son, Josh. He's actually one of three kids in the family. So let me just go and read this here for you. So Brenda says, I have three kids and most of the time feel like I do a pretty good job. But the middle son gives me a run for my money. He has a heart of gold, but he has a temper, and we don't like some of his friends. In fact, he makes pretty bad choices, and now he's coming back from college, but doesn't want to go back to college.
A temper at that age. I don't know why. I thought he was younger.
Yeah, okay. I did too.
Yeah.
And how can we help make better choices for her? Like some help out with the situation.
Yeah, temper stuff. I had a temper as a kid. I was definitely the kid that threw bookcases over. And I kicked my foot through the window. Charming child.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
I had one that was like that, too.
Who, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you handle tempers?
Well, first of all, it's about mutual respect.
Right.
And you give them all the respect that you can, but you better expect respect back to you,
right,
as a parent. Many, many parents make that mistake. And so the kids end up in the driver's seat. And just to get out of it, mom will try and cajole the kid or get them to, you know, think of something else or go, you know, distract them or something. And the real answer from little is to walk away. If it's a teenager, you can hold your hand up and very, very quietly say, stop.
In the midst of the fit.
In the midst of the fit. He's yelling. You just say, stop. And then you just say, when you're ready to talk to me respectfully, I'm ready to hear you.
Yeah.
And then leave until, you know, he's calmed down. I mean, I need a lot more information about
this. Well, I feel like that would be a gray area because I know that when I was younger, you know, I think because I'm a highly sensitive mm-hmm. person, if there was a charge kind of in the room, you know, if my parents were upset about something or, you know, the divorce was kind of looming, I would get really kind of heated up with what was going on.
Yes.
And my parents would always make me talk about it in the moment. My dad would say, don't walk away from me. Even mm-hmm. when I had the sense of self. Hi, Dad, if you're listening. Even if I had the sense of self of I need a minute to cool down.
Yes.
Because I think there's a gray area between allowing the child to say, I'm frustrated, I'm upset.
Yes.
And so you said it's about mutual respect. How do you distinguish, like, you can't say to, you know, parent to child to parent, you know, I'm so emmer effing mad at you. You know, you can't curse. But how does a parent know when they're being respectful and just stating, I have needs, I have worries, I have concerns, versus being rude and dismissive? Do you know what I mean?
The parent?
Yeah.
Well, it has to do with the tone of voice.
Yeah.
And also if you have a plan, it's because what happens is we go for broke. I mean, they can activate us and then we're in reaction and then everybody's upping the game. If you know ahead of time, this kid's, you know, whenever this kid goes off, your plan is to say, when you're ready to talk to me respectfully, I'm ready to listen.
Right.
I mean, it's not as simple. I mean, it's hard to do because you get activated, but there's many things. There's some special things to do when the kids are younger, even now, and that is to learn how to be an available parent and not a lecturing one.
Mm.
So if a kid comes home from school and they're very, very mad at the teacher or whatever, you start feeding back what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you were really mad. You give him feeding words.
It.
Yes, you were really mad and da da da. And then what you also do is bring in, well, when that happened to me when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I really blew it because I got in a big fight with them and whatever that it is. And you don't try and fix it at that moment and you don't try and lecture them.
Mm-hmm.
You just hear what they're mad about. And then at another time, hours later, you guys kind of talk about it, pick it up again when things have settled down.
Yeah.
But when you're in the heat of the moment, you always have to have a cool down period.
And I feel
it makes sense, the mutual respect. Mm-hmm. I feel like I notice a lot of friends who have kids.
I was just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not at, you know, teens, but younger than mm-hmm. that. It's like the kids are almost, it's like they're abusive to the parents.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If it were a married couple, that would be a full on, you know, abusive relationship.
I see it all the time.
Hey, Dougal, sorry to interrupt. I can't hear David. I don't know if there's a button we need to push there.
I'm sorry, David, is your mic hat on?
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's skip through that.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't hear anything, so.
Okay, sorry. I also think part of it is, aren't kids trying to find their voice? You know, like, when you're growing up, you're practicing with how you're going to function in the adult world.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to kind of figure out, this is how I can speak to someone, this is how I can't
exactly.
speak to someone. And as a parent, aren't you kind of being used as the target and as the practice in that session?
Right. And you, with the parent, you need to think of long term.
Yeah.
If the kid is throwing a fit and you're trying to talk him out of it or do all that, what he's taking from it is, all I have to do is throw a fit to get what I want.
To get my attention. Yeah. And that was not going to work in the boardroom.
Yes.
We know with NeNe Lee.
Yes.
You cannot throw a fit on Celebrity Apprentice.
Love me some NeNe.
Exactly. Hey, guys, let's go to another call. We have Lauren in D.C. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Good morning, Dougal. How are you?
Oh, my God, Lauren.
this
I
have
is
a
my friend,
question.
Lauren.
Yeah. Well, I have two napping kids, so it's just a miracle unto itself right now. So I thought I can actually tune in to this show and perfect opportunity to ask a parenting question.
Let's do it. What's your question?
My question is, I have a very precocious, very verbal 2.5-year-old boy. I also have a 7-month-old girl, and the 2.5-year-old has, I think, very naturally, and, you know, it's very developmentally appropriate. He's hit a real defiant patch. And I am trying to figure out how to get through it. I mean, an example, he's always
yes, give me an example.
Thinking. A good example, the other day we were walking and he was in his rain boots and, you know, he wanted to take off his boots. He wasn't wearing any socks. We were almost home. And, you know, there's glass in the city. There's glass in the street. And I said, Isaac, you know, put your shoes on. And he said, or what? I mean, he's 2.5.
He said, or what?
Which is like, you know, nothing he's ever pulled out before. And I said, you know, we're at the end of the day, tired. I'm carrying a baby on my body at this point. And I said, you know, or I'm going to tell your dad. And he said, I'm going to tell him. We go in and he said, Dad, I wouldn't put my shoes on and I woke up the baby. I mean, it's like, he's cutting me, you know, it's just, but you know, in that moment, I'm feeling very much like I'm losing my trump cards. And even when I try and put him in timeout right now, he runs away. I have to kind of sit him back down again. And I'm trying to be, you know,
you
to
will
be
have
firm
to do
and
that.
Be solid.
Well, let me jump in for a second
here. Please, please.
First of all, I want to recommend a book that is a lifesaver, and it's called Positive Discipline by Jane Nelson.
Okay, great.
It will help you in so many ways. What you're experiencing, struggle, and with a two-year-old, you probably have variations of that same ordeal. And so what you do with a kid that little is you give them limited choices. Would you like to put your shoes on now or in 1 minute? And they'll always choose the other thing, and then you wait. And then when it happens, you have to follow through. It's so hard. You have to actually stand there, I guess. If you're in that incident, I would say we're not moving until you put your shoes on. And it's horrible because you're in training. But if you let him do what he wants to do when he wants to do it, it's such a bad losing battle.
Is it like an avalanche from there, like one decision and he remembers it?
It's all about the mom and the dad. It's up to you, and there's a training period that is pretty hard, but things will happen in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like bedtime.
Just a quick follow-up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like, for example, bedtime. If you have a hard time, you do one thing at a time for one thing. What were you going to say, though?
I was just going to say, in that instance, when he's standing there and I say, we're here for 1 minute, and then he runs, that's the situation that I don't know how to, because then
yes.
I feel like I have to grab him back and put, you know,
yes.
hold him there. And
yes.
I've got this other baby, and it's
well,
like, I want to follow through. I know I want to follow through, yeah. but I don't want to have to be harsh with him.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break here.
Okay.
So we've got Lauren on the phone from D.C. She's got a two-year-old who is being very verbal and expressing their boundaries and then sometimes running away. I know you can relate. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to follow up with Lauren in a few seconds. Stay with us.
Get out on the floor. I like to move it. Come and give me some more. Watch me get physical, out of control. There's people watching me.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to Foss Farms in
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001. Hey everybody, I'm Dougal Fraser. Welcome back again. Guys, parenting questions, very exciting. As a gay uncle, or as they like to say, a gunkle, I'm not familiar with all these things, but we're moving through it. Thank you so much for calling. I know some people are still waiting. We may not be able to get you, so if you didn't get to reach me today live, you can go to my website, or you can call 1-877-936-8425. Again, my guest today is Marilyn Kentz. Parenting coach, teacher, writer. You got to go to MarilynKentz.com. You know, I know my sister hates to get advice from her own mother, so sometimes it's nice to go to a neutral space. She does sessions over the phone. Find out about the musical at themommies.com. We're coming back with our caller, Lauren, in D.C., who's telling us about her son, who's 2, and he is kind of expressing his voice at the moment by saying when he wants to do something, when he doesn't, and also running away. And, Lauren, I was telling Marilyn during the break, my sister went through the same thing, where it was almost like her son didn't realize that, you know, if he runs too far, he could get lost. You know, there's like no sense of that. So is he just in that phase where if you're not really watching him, he'll just bolt?
I think it's mostly in the midst of a power struggle. I mean,
really?
You know, he's very jubilant and he's running all over the place. But yeah, I mean, even, you know, we're crossing the street and he's saying, I can do this on my own. I can do this on my own. And I'm saying, do I want to get into like a slap down sort of like, you know, lock? Do I want to lock horns in the middle of the street? Do I have to pick him up?
Well, you do.
You know, I mean, but it's so important. It's
yes, you do. You know, there's certain things that you can't let him be in control, and crossing the street would be one. And so he doesn't have a choice. And there's ways to do it. What you need to do, just get the book. The time is running out.
Who's the author? Tell me the
author's Jane Nelson, Positive Discipline. And I want you to know that it's going to get better. And also, if you go to themommies.com, I wrote one of the blogs is all about that kind of power struggle thing.
And, you know, I was just thinking, Lauren, too, you know, I'm a big believer in trying to set the intention of how you want the situation to look. So I think it might be kind of a cool exercise to sit down with your husband and first write, like, what's your fear of, you know, laying down the law and, like, the negative situation of what that could look like. And, you know, you're in the mall and he's screaming and everyone's looking and all that stuff, then tear it up, get rid of it, and then write down the positive situation. You know, this is a pattern that keeps repeating itself. And then you define as parents, as equal parents, you know, this is who we are. This is the tone that we want to set for our family, and write out the way that it goes. Yes, he has a temper, but I sit down with him. I'm calm. I'm grounded. I recognize that this is the right choice. I'm doing the right thing. Because I think a lot of times in that heated moment, that little voice in there is like, oh, you know, do I want to do this now? Do I do it later? We're busy. We have to get somewhere. So sometimes if you can be very clear in your intent that this is how I'm going to handle these situations, it might make you feel a little bit more prepared, says he with just a dog.
I know. Lauren,
well, thank you both
call
so
me
much.
Anytime.
It's really helpful.
Thanks, Lauren. I appreciate it.
Great.
Hey, guys. Hi. If you remember our Cosmic Coaching winner, Casey, she has just been like, I mean, she's been amazing. Marilyn, just to give you a little catch up, we did a Cosmic Coaching contest. So Casey was our winner. She sent in a whole story. She's had 2 sessions, and Casey's going to join us today to do a little update. Hey, Casey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. So here's the deal. So Casey and I have met twice. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Casey also has a child. And one of the things that she was trying to figure out is, you know, what she wants to focus on in terms of her career. And she quickly came, I mean, so quickly in like a week, which is, you know, kind of abnormal, but fantastic. It's so fast. She came up with the fact that she wants to be kind of like a blend of a life coach and a fitness expert.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And Casey, would you agree that one of the topics that we've been talking about is to be in that position of kind of leadership and giving advice, you have to be comfortable with people recognizing your voice, right?
Yes.
Okay, and she's kind of, you know, without getting too personal, she's talked a lot about some of her struggles of being listened to. She's a mom, she's a wife, she's an administrative assistant, so she does a lot of helping other people with their dreams. So one of the homework assignments that I assigned for Casey was that once a day I wanted her to sit down with her husband, and she had to repeat three things that happened that day, and he was just to repeat them back to her to validate her. And is it fair to say you started freaking out?
Well, not right away. I thought it actually would be not too big of a deal until the week went on. And I realized I just was so afraid of inconveniencing Chad, and it was a lot tougher than I thought it would be.
And what's funny to me is when you actually sit down and do it, how much time are you actually spending validating it, having him validate you?
Even less than 2 minutes, and he's pretty much on board.
Right.
I think it makes him maybe a little uncomfortable, because he's not as into everything the same way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's willing to do it. And even
it's not like you're asking him to do like downward facing dog and align his chakras. You know, you're just asking him to take a moment and say, this is what I went through the day. I was happy.
Yeah.
I was sad. I was frustrated, whatever it is, and have him repeat it back to you. And one of the things we're trying to work on in our coaching package is when you want to manifest and create the position, the job, the lifestyle that you want, you have to be comfortable with setting your tone and your needs with people in order for them to get validated. And we're talking about 24 hours a day, 2 minutes, and it's so funny to me that it already started bringing up energy. Do you make eye contact when you do it, Casey?
I wish. The past two times, we've done it twice.
Yeah.
The first time, actually, we did, and we were cracking up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, I think he was, and he's going to kill me for saying this, but I think he was doing World of Warcraft while we were trying to do this exercise.
Right.
And he was repeating it back to me, but it wasn't me asserting my voice and saying, hey, I need you to look at me.
Exactly. And what's funny to me is you're giggling, you're getting nervous. And guys, I know you're listening out here. This is something that anybody can do. It doesn't. And I really invite people tonight to just do it at home with your partner, a loved one, or a friend. It's very interesting to sit down with someone that you trust and say, I want to feel validated. I want to feel heard. So I'm going to repeat a few sentences, and I just want you to repeat them back to me. You know, we're such a society of texting and being online and watching TV and, you know, listening to the radio and the news crawl under the thing. Like, we never have that moment where we just sit down and listen to each other. And it's such a simple and yet such a powerful tool. So, Casey, I really encourage you to keep doing it every day. Next week, we can switch where you and Chad can do it for each other. But this week, I really just wanted it to be about you, because it's all about you attracting in that new energy. Do you have a comment?
Well, what I wanted to say is that you know what I was telling the parent about the teenager?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was thinking that related
to me. It's the same thing where to be, in order to be an askable parent, what he needs to do is repeat back.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite right. You really need to ask stronger.
I agree. Yeah, because I think he's going to do it, but he's reading your energy. And if you're uncomfortable with it, he's going to be online at the same time. So, guys, if you want to support Casey, go to my Facebook page. I'm also going to email a blast today. She's writing a blog about all of her sessions, which is really great. Also, Casey teaches spin classes. Where can people see your spin classes?
I teach at a place called Fly Fitness in Kirkland, Washington.
Very nice. So Fly Fitness in Kirkland, Washington, if you're listening in the Seattle area, go support her. Go support her voice. Validate her in the middle of spin class. And again, go to my Facebook page, and we'll follow up next week. Okay, Casey?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Guys, this hour went way too quickly. I can't believe it. Okay, so, guys, Marilyn Kentz was our guest today. Remember, The Mommies, a musical blog. You can see The Mommies, a musical blog in Orlando, Chicago, and Port Washington.
It's all about the bump, the baby bump, the bump that makes you plump, puts meat on your rump, makes your blood pressure pump. Let's pump it for the bump.
I love it. So, wait, it also says
wow.
Here,
right? That was really good.
It also says here that they have crybaby matinees. What on earth is a crybaby matinee?
Oh, this is a fantastic thing they're doing. So because it's about the mommies, about being a mom, mm-hmm. then we realize that it's not always easy for moms to get out. So as a crybaby matinee, you bring your baby and you list and you watch it. The kids will be fascinated for quite a while because the set is amazing and the colors in the set are great. But and
basically,
then
you don't have to feel uncomfortable that your kid is like throwing
come,
up in the aisle.
Your kid, you know, everybody knows.
I love
and
that idea.
And then you can
idea.
Take the kid out into the lobby if you really have to, but and come right back in. You know,
I love that idea. Guys, it's been so fun. Next week, it's just going to be me all by myself taking your calls, making predictions, talking trash about TV. I've had so much fun. Go to MarilynKentz.com or themommies.com to get more information. I will see you next week. Have a great day.
Bye, everybody. Who died and made you care?